Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
And now, the Hillman Morning Show invites you to test your wits against LB's.
No-brainers. Superstitions run rampant in all of pro sports.
Yeah.
I had the same pregame meal.
All 2 years that you were in the NHL?
It's time for Facts Schmacks.
How does Hillman say it? You match wits?
Yeah,
with the nitwits?
Battle of wits.
Battle of wits.
Test
with the
your
nitwit.
Wits.
Our own Lyndon Byers, a man of much knowledge. We're not quite sure what, and you can take him on in Fact Schmacks today. Let me see. I guess we could figure some kind of prize for today. Maybe throw in one of those nice new long-sleeve WAF T-shirts.
Ooh.
And something else. So we got some folks on the phone here at 617-931-1AAF. And we'll go to Kirsten. I'm sorry, Kirsten on the phone.
Yes, Mike, it's Kirsten. How are you?
Oh, Kirsten. Okay, it's spelled Kirsten here. But Kirsten, how are you?
Good.
How are you making it around this morning?
I'm just getting to work. Just raining a little bit, not too bad.
Okay. Well, are you ready to do Fact Schmacks here with one Lyndon Byers?
I am.
All right. Are you ready, LB?
Yeah, serious.
All right. The first hashtag ever used was hashtag bar camp.
Whoa.
The first hashtag.
Hashtag what?
Bar camp. Bar camp. The first hashtag ever used was bar camp.
Also, the first summer activity LB ever participated
That's
in.
Right.
I'll say fact.
You're saying fact?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because if you think about it, it was probably the designer. Or the inventor of Twitter that was letting everybody in his company know that the company's for real and you're going to have a celebration party.
Oh.
And so he's hashtag barcamp.
So you're saying fact.
Fact, I agree.
That is a fact. The first
hey.
Hashtag ever was barcamp. It's a social technology expert named Chris Messina tweeted it in 2007. Quote, how do you feel about using hashtag for groups, as in hashtag bar camp, and clearly people like the idea, LB. So you're, wow, oh my God. LB
2007,
like
by the way, that's it's in one sense, it seems like so long ago because it was 10 years ago, but in another sense, it's like, wow, hashtag's only been around for 10 years as a hashtag. Like Instagram, when Instagram was developed and launched as a platform in 2010, I think.
Right.
So it's crazy to think how recent this stuff really, truly is.
Wow.
Yeah. Mind
How about
blown.
The confidence in that right there?
Yeah.
All right.
Agreeing with you like I knew.
I know. All right. You're amazing.
I got you back.
Great job, Kristen. Hold on the line, okay?
Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks. Let me do this. Sorry, I'm like Hillman on the phones here. How come this isn't? Okay.
You have to do a narrative as you're pushing the buttons.
I'm pushing the button
let me,
here.
All right,
hold on.
Let
oh
me
my
go.
God.
All right, Chris.
Let's go to line two, and it's Eric. Eric, how you doing?
Pretty good. How about you guys?
All right, where are you calling from, man?
I'm calling from Lynn.
All right. How's are you driving?
I am parked.
Oh, good.
I'm supposed to be working.
Oh, okay. We'll keep it on the down low.
Shout out to PD. Good guys.
All right, Eric. For Fact Schmacks, Franklin Delano Roosevelt's family became wealthy thanks to his grandfather's work in the hemp trade.
Mm.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt's family became wealthy thanks to his grandfather's work in the hemp trade. Fact or schmacked?
I'm going to have to go with fact. Who doesn't like some hemp?
Well, yeah, no, to be honest, here's a couple of more facts for you. Number one, hemp is incredibly cheap to grow and harvest, and you can use it for everything.
True.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a fact because of technology back in the day. You needed stuff to last forever because it took so long to make it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going fact.
Okay, it's actually schmacked.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
I mean, full full confidence.
Well,
though.
I'm presenting it, you know, in a neutral way.
Is it a trick question? Did you trick him?
It's actually
I think it was a trick question.
FDR's family became wealthy thanks to his grandfather's work in the opium trade.
Oh, the poppies.
Yeah, in the poppies.
Scandalous.
Yeah, ooh. That's a tough one. All right,
but that was all the rage back in the day.
Thank you.
Look at the Kennedys and the booze and
and the Quaaludes.
Was opium all the rage with the Roosevelts?
Well, no, I was there. You know, back in the day, a lot of families got rich on.
FDR?
People still are today. You know, look at Pablo Escobar.
He's you say FDR old. Was under the influence of opium?
Do you think? It wasn't back in the day. It wasn't even. It was legal.
All right,
there's a Trump joke in there somewhere.
Let's go to Josh here. Josh, what's up?
Good morning, guys.
Are you ready for Fact Schmacks?
I am.
All right. LB, ready over there? Okay. Neither Bruce Springsteen, Hillman's favorite recording artist of all time, neither Bruce Springsteen nor Bob Dylan ever had a number one hit.
Right. I'm going to say Schmack.
It is. Oh. Not Schmack, but it is kind of a trick question because
it is a trick question.
Yeah, I know. He's up with the trick questions today.
What?
But anyway, here's the deal: they have never had a number one hit song, but they have had number one hit albums.
Oh my God!
Well, I don't know if it's right yet. Don't jump off a cliff yet, kid.
I'm gonna stand my car into the tree right now.
Oh come on! It's a fact. Neither Bruce Springsteen nor Bob Dylan ever had a number one hit, which is amazing for the amount of work they've had.
Danielle, so hot. What's a touch of Heine?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
You know what? Should we give him that one?
I had to. Yeah, okay. Why not?
All right,
yeah,
sure.
Why not?
All right.
Good morning. Why not?
All right, hold on, Josh. Hold on. All right, and let's go to Andrew.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Andrew's on the Framing M Ford studio line playing Fact Schmacks. Here, Framing M Ford, nobody will sell you a Ford for less. Are you ready, Andrew?
I am.
All right, LB?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Bring it.
Jam is made from fruit. Jelly is made from juice. And preserves are made with chunks of fruit.
I'm going to have to stop you right here. What? I wish I had known you were going to do this because I would have put the kibosh on this question because it's going to lead to a very inevitable LB joke.
No,
and I don't know that you can do it.
No. Not with schools canceled,
but I think
everybody knows the Joey and the Jam joke.
No. All right.
I'm going to have to say fact on that.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, I shouldn't have asked a food question for LB because he's an expert on all of it.
I'm a massive, massive jam and jelly fan. I love my jalapeno jellies.
I thought you didn't like jam, though.
I love jam.
Really?
Yeah, right. That's why I always blueberry jam and cheese sandwiches.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, that is a fact. That is a culinary fact. There you go, Andrew. Good job, LB.
Andrew, hang on.
All right, hang on there. One more here. We'll go to Sarah. Sarah, what's going on?
Hey.
Sarah, what are you doing today?
I am slowly getting my way to work, actually.
Oh, where are you driving?
Through what?
Where are you driving?
Through Holden right now into Worcester.
Oh, yeah, that's where it's really bad. Is it still like is it still like ice and snow and everything coming down?
Yep, slush.
Mess. Oh, boy.
You know what's a great answer for that when someone says ask you, where are you driving? Around in circles.
Like the fish hook in your head during LBO history?
Currently doing a 360. Yeah.
All right, Sarah, let's do a fact schmacks here with Lyndon. And in ancient Egypt, wedding ceremonies were only for rich couples. But if for all other couples, you were automatically considered married once the bride moved her stuff into the groom's house. There was no ceremony. Once the bride moved her stuff into the groom's house, you were automatically considered married. Fact schmack.
Fact.
What year is this?
Ancient Egypt.
Oh.
BC.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Of course. That's, you know, you exchange a couple of cows, some sheep. You have a little bit of a party.
A dowry?
And yeah. Well, that's what they did. You know, it wasn't whether you were good looking or, you know, there was marriage by parents. The parents would say, you know, hey, listen, my son wants to marry your wife.
Yeah.
Here, what's it going to take? And if she was hot, it was like 5 cows, 3 sheep,
mm-hmm.
and your favorite blanket. But, yeah, it's a fact.
That is a fact.
Yeah.
That is a fact, Sarah.
Oh, then I've been married twice.
Congratulations. Oh, man. Hold on there, Sarah. Thanks for coming. Please be careful on the roads out there in lovely Holden. Yeah, that, can you imagine that today? If that was the law today?
Oh, my God. What a mess. What a mess.
Messier than a Holden back road right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There would be a lot of calls to Cordell and Cordell.
You were married once the bride moved her stuff into the groom's
house. But what is stuff? I mean, is it all stuff? Is it like tampons and toothbrushes? Like, you know, where does a sliding scale
in
stuff?
Ancient Egypt?
Yeah.
Can
I have a drawer?
Some jars of grain, maybe a hide of some sort.
Well, I think back then in that culture as well, that you were once you were married, you were never allowed to leave, and if you did, you were killed.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
I guess. Right. This texter says, what do you mean ancient Egypt? Most girls still think that. Oh, come on.
I will agree with that
good
texter.
Point.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Good point.
You know. You know, why don't you just give me a key? I keep getting here like a half hour before you. I mean, if you just gave me a key, then I could come and go without... like when I leave before you in the morning, then I can lock the door. So
and then it's
just...
the toothbrush, right? Usually the toothbrush
starts
is
with
the anchor.
Starts with the toothbrush. Because you're either... There's two camps of dating people. People who are fine with using the other person's toothbrush and people who are like, ew, that's disgusting. So if you're not into that, you're like, you know what? I'm just going to leave a toothbrush here.
Yeah.
And then it comes to like, you left a pair of sweatpants or a hoodie.
Oh, you left by accident?
By accident.
Right, sure.
You know,
sure.
I left a drawer full of clothes by accident. Yeah. Then it's like the first time you get a shower there, you're like, I don't have my stuff. You know what? I'm just going to throw like some shampoo and conditioner and some makeup wipes in the cabinet.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, it's like full on. Yeah.
Yep.
Your
shelf
whole
space.
Place has
Starts
been feminized.
Starts with the travel bag.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got
And the easiest way to find out if you're exclusive, like 6 months and on, can I get a key?
Yeah.
And if you see his knees buckle a little bit.
Can I have
pretends not to hear it. What was that? Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
Yeah.
You know, I don't love that you leave your door open for me. What if you just gave me a key? It would be fine.
Were you ever offered a key?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did you ever ask for a key?
No.
No?
I don't think so. Maybe once. Because it was like, but it wasn't like because he resisted. It was just because he literally didn't think of it. And I'm like, dude, you can just... Give me the key so it's easier for me to get in and out of the place when you're not here. It's like, oh, yeah, well, that makes sense.
Okay, because, like, I agree with LB.
He would leave the apartment open, and I'm like, I don't care who
you
are.
Yeah, I just moved all
live.
My
like,
stuff in here.
Don't leave your apartment open.
Now there's my stuff in here,
right.
So you can't. I want a key to lock it all up. This is my storage shed.
Yeah.
Right.
Plus
now.
Your sister comes over here and steals our food, so no.
Yeah, huh?
Don't do that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.